Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann. Today joined by Corporate Services Political Head at the Nelson Mandela Bay Municipality, Kusta Jack. The municipality will be heading back to the drawing board to rework its shortlisting process for jobs in the metro. And this could see applicants who were previously excluded from job opportunities because they did not fit within the city's Employment Equity Act targets competing during the shortlisting process. Kusta, thank you very much for your time. You're head of corporate services. What exactly is happening? What is it that's being changed? Can you explain in layman's terms for us, please?
No, I think what has been changed, the practice here in the municipality over the years has been that when they are looking for a job and they want to boost the numbers of the targeted people in a particular area, then they will put up a way of eliminating people who are not part of that designated group, and subjected the actual interviews and final decision to those that are only falling into that, as which was a bone of contention by other groups, such as some trade unions and some of the DA, especially Councillor Love Moore, has been fighting this battle for some time. So what their argument is that all the people who qualify, who meet the criteria of the advertised post, must be processed up to the end and not be excluded at the first hurdle of this thing. So what it means, so the practice here was that from the municipality's point of view was that, okay, we are targeting these people. So if you don't fall in that category, we will put you aside and we will exclude you. So now what's going to happen as a consequence of the campaign by those who were opposed to this, interpreting the equity application and laws to mean that the process must go the other way around, not the way the municipality was doing it. So given the fact that now the municipality has seen the decision taken in the two cases of Solidarity, I think it's in Cape Town or in Johannesburg, and based on that, the precedence was set that we should follow the practice as stipulated and interpreted by
the courts.
People who were opposing, by the court and those who were opposing, So the workshop will not be about discussing the decision of the judges. That's not what we're going to do. It will be just to make sure that we work a way to rectify the gaps that needs to be filled and be done within the prescribed legislation and framework that is there.
Just so that everyone is sure, we're talking about racial categories of people, when we're talking about the Employment Equity Act. Why is a workshop necessary now? I understand there was a workshop late last year to discuss the municipality's employment equity plans and procedures. And at that stage, the ANC was the only party in favour of the status quo. But nothing seemed to happen after that. Almost a full year later, we now seem to be discussing the same matter again.
No, I don't think we are really. We are just, the workshop will be making everybody to be on the same page on the decision that has been taken by the High Court. And as things stand, we will abide by that. And then, of course, if there's any other thing that needs to be done in terms of challenging that through trying to alter it or amend it or whatever, that will be done through the normal processes of government, how those things are done, but not through my committee now here. The committee now will strictly restrict itself to the practices interpreted by the court.
What sort of time frame are we looking at here in terms of getting the workshop completed, making the recommendations, and then implementing them?
Remember, when I got here, my desk is full of a lot of outstanding things, and many of them, really, I want to see them out of my way and out of the way. And we are guided by a clear legislation or framework or court decision, there will be no hesitation and there will be no delay on such things.
As things stand at the moment, do you regard the practices of the municipality to be discriminatory or not?
Well, I'm not entirely properly informed about the way they were doing it, what they were doing. But my understanding is that it's just that they were saying that when, for example, let's say in a department by department or section by section, subdirectors by subdirectorate, there might be a number of people that needs to be there. And those people must meet the criteria as spelled out by legislation in terms of the redress, etc. So in some cases, I think this occurred because in their wisdom, they could have wanted to fast track and quickly bring the numbers into the power where they're supposed to be. But of course, they use this mechanism, which got challenged. And then, of course, the same thing can be done, but within the acceptable rules and the legislative framework that is there. We can't work outside that. Sometimes the tendency in people, when you want to solve something, you get to try and sort it out through just a bypassing. But that's not a long-term solution, I think. For me, do work according to what is the rules are now. And then if you have a problem with that, go in that, deal with that in a different platform, in a different space where you are allowed to do so. But don't change the rules here because you're going to cause a lot of problems. But nonetheless, as things stand now, is that there will be no legislated kind of discrimination taking place of any kind. We will stick to the Constitution as much as we can, and any of the applicable laws that are available through the Labor Act, et cetera, we are not going to deviate from that. And I think our lives, all of us, will be quicker. And that is the kind of thing in a workshop that is going to be said. I'm going to say, listen, it's nice to have what you want to do. I like to do this, you like to do that, you like to do that. But unfortunately, if we're going to give everybody what he likes, we will have a potpourri kind of thing, which is shapeless, and that will won't be clear or helpful to anyone. Whereas if we stick to the rules that are accepted and adopted, until they are changed, I don't want to do anything aside that, besides that. And I think that is the spirit of the executive mayor. The executive mayor is of the view that everything now, going forward, is going to be done according to the book. There is no room for your own interpretation, especially if it's not correct. We're going to stick to what we understand, to the closest what we understand to be meant by whatever rules that are there for us.
In getting ready for this interview, I did a little bit of research, and it's interesting you talk about sticking to the book, because some of what I uncovered reads as follows. Since 2013, the Nelson Mandela Bay Municipality has had no council-approved employment equity plan in place, which means that for over 10 years, the administration had no buy-in from the highest decision-making body in the municipality. Employment equity plans must be updated every 5 years to take into account the progress made towards reaching targets, but for the last 11 years, the discriminatory practices went on while the executive leadership, the council, allowed for racial discrimination to take place. How would you react to that?
I remember 2013, Darren, you will appreciate at the time. I'm sure we were in the same boat, two of us, where you saw how I deal with these matters better than anyone else for years. When we stuck to the book, and I think you saw the growth that we made in that operation we were in. I won't mention it now, but look, 2013 things are there, and I think we're going to look at them. We're going to rectify them whilst I'm still in this position. All those little things that are impediment to progress and proper creating a satisfactory environment where everybody understands that he is heard and his views are taken seriously, and that we stick to what we ought to do. We will try to our level best. We may, from there, from here and there, we might get out of the way, but we will know when we are told we are doing that, and then we'll have to rectify that. Rectification of these things is just the only solution, going back 2013 or further than that.
So we will see the employment equity plans of the municipality updated every 5 years then from here on in to take into account any progress made towards reaching targets?
Definitely. Look, I mean, that's not the only problem that we have here in the institutions, you know, across the country. Remember, the mismatch that is dominant in this institution is a cause of lacking or failure to do certain things that are supposed to be done. In some instances, we do have people, but they don't fit the purpose. And it is those kinds of things that are making us to have these missteps on these things.
I'm going to leave it there. I appreciate your time, and hopefully we can catch up with you in the near future once you've had your workshop, and we can discuss the recommendations and proposals that come out of that. Costa Jack, thanks so much for your time.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.